G'day everyone, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my audio review of the survival romantic drama Adrift, starring Shailene Woodley and Sam Claflin. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. A true story of survival as a young couple's chance encounter leads them first to love, and then on an adventure of a lifetime as they face one of the most catastrophic hurricanes in recorded history. Now, like anyone else out there, I love a good true story, particularly if the true story itself is actually also a survival story. Because if there's one way to get me really hooked into a film, is that if it's a story about someone who's put in an absolutely terrible situation and how they're able to overcome it. And Adrift was definitely right up my alley in terms of that, because sort of based on the premise alone, it definitely had me very interested. And like someone, I love a good survival story, like films like The Grey, Castaway, All Is Lost, and so many others. That is definitely one way to get me hooked as a viewer. And for most, and I have to say, Adrift definitely was able to do that really well. While it's probably not the most original or most unique survival film you'll ever see, but it's still a really well-made one that I felt was totally engaged by from beginning to end. And of course, it has two really good and strong performances at the center of it from both Shailene Woodley and Sam Claflin and their characters' relationship with each other, which to me is, to me, the key aspect of this film, because besides also being a survival film, it's also a romance. And to me, the best type of romance films and the ones that work effectively are the ones where you actually do legitimately care about both the characters and also their relationship with each other. Like if they're both likable and charismatic and you want their love story to succeed. And the fact that this is both a love story and a survival story is definitely a really good mashup, if I say so myself. And I just, like I said, it's a really solid and well-made film that definitely with its sort of mixture of survival and romance definitely hooked me in from beginning to end. Even if the film itself maybe not the most original kind of film of its type, but it's still really well done. And like I said, both Shailene Woodley and Sam Claflin are both give really strong performances, particularly Shailene Woodley. And as for me, she was definitely without a doubt the standout of this film. I've always been a big fan of hers, and I always liked her as an actor, and to me this is definitely up there as one of her best performances. And also Sam Claflin, who's an actor who I've always kind of have a strange fondness for. Like, I know some people say that he pretty much plays the same type of character in every film, but I always find him a very likable on-screen presence, and also a very charming one as well. So, and I thought he did a really good job in this film as well. And in terms of, like, the technical aspects, the film's director, and I'm probably going to butcher this director's name, so forgive me, Baltazar Kumarko. Again, if I butchered his name, I apologize. But this is definitely in his wheelhouse for sure, because prior to this film, he also directed another survival film, which was the 2015 film Everest. And I really liked that film as well, and I thought he did a really good job with how he handled that film. And he was able to sort of replicate that again with this film, and even on a much more smaller, but at the same time, probably just as difficult scale. And like the film is also beautifully well shot. It's the cinematography was done by Oscar-winning cinematographer Robert Richardson, who always makes any film that he is a cinematographer on look really great. The score was really well done. And also the visual effects are just really well done, particularly with the actual hurricane itself, was like very convincing. And also sort of the big sort of disaster moments of the film are actually really well done and actually really intense as well. In terms of negatives, like I said, it's not the most original take on this story, and we have seen it before, this type of story before many times. I mean, like I said, one of the films I mentioned before, where All Is Lost, but instead of just focusing on one character throughout the whole film and dealing with them being trapped and trying to survive after a hurricane in the ocean, it is two people. So But that being said, though, it's still really well done. And I did like the... At first, how the film is structured, though, I wasn't entirely on board with at the beginning, because you would think, oh, a film like this, it's going to take a very sort of, you know, traditional kind of structure, like the couple meet, they fall in love, and then they head out on this journey. Something happens and they have to try to survive it. But the interesting thing is, though, the film takes a fractured narrative. So basically it goes back and forth between, like, it pretty much the film starts off just in the aftermath of the two main characters after they survive the hurricane. But it goes back and forth between them trying to survive and also how they met prior to those events. And at first I wasn't exactly on board with that approach to its structure. But as the film goes along, there's actually, it's later revealed that there's a particular reason why it took that approach, which actually I did admit was a little surprising, because it wasn't the kind of direction I thought the film was going to go into, which I won't spoil, because this is definitely one of those films that it's probably best to try not to go in knowing too much as possible, which is kind of surprising being that it's a survival film. But overall, I really did like Adrift. I thought it was a really solid, well-made film that works as both a survival film and as a romance. And to me, like I said, it's not perfect, and it does have its flaws, mostly on sort of a script and narrative level. But I believe both the director, Baltazar Kumarko, again, if I butchered his name, forgive me, and his two main leads definitely elevate it to something that's quite engaging. And it also, on a technical level, it's really well done as well. Even if the script itself is solid, but if a little unremarkable. But that being said, it's a solid film. I definitely say it's worth a watch. But it's one of those films you could either go see at the cinema or just watch it at home. But I think it works either way. So I definitely say it's a recommendation for sure. So if I had to give Adrift a rating, I give it a solid 3.5. I thought it was really solid. Yep, so that's it. That's my audio review of Adrift. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. The film is now currently playing in cinemas around Australia. So if you're interested, definitely go check it out. And I'll see you all later. See you, everyone. Bye.